When I got involved, I was politically, I was 23 years old, and then I was elected as chief at 25. And the history of our community has been devastated by the 60 scoop. We had over 100 children removed, so I was one of those children. My brothers and my sisters, all 10 of us, were removed. So that had a real big impact on me. And so when we asked our elders, how do we look after ourselves before they implemented sort of imposed white law on us, is they told us we had our own laws, we had our own courts, we had our own jails, we had our own processes. So that's what we stood up in 1980. And I was fortunate enough to be the spokesperson at that time. But as you saw today, it was more than just me, it was all the people that got involved in that. And some of these people were children at the time, and they were in Indian Child Caravan, and we did what we have to do. And now they're parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. So it's a generational process of healing. And I feel that finally, I think we're on that path that can bring sustainability to where we need to go. And with this agreement, it brings sustainability to what we need to do. So that's what I see in it. And unfortunately, it took 3 years to come to this point. We had lots of working with lawyers, government lawyers, is difficult at best. So, well, yeah, it's like opening that door, and there's some light now. Now, as we open that door, we're going to kick it open for other communities to follow behind us, because we're the first one in British Columbia. So, yeah, very historic in nature. And I think it's going to be seen for years to come as a turning point for a lot of children in care. Me, 43 years of being engaged in this, so my whole lifetime, you know, as a father, now I'm a grandfather and a great-grandfather, so generationally you see the change, so it's been a long time coming, so.
People have been speaking about, with this agreement, there can be preventative measures against children being need to be removed from their home. Can you talk a little bit about what you know about how that will look in the community?
Well, I think it's really about how do you prevent children from going into care. And how you do that is you give the child and the family support. You don't remove the child, you give the family the support they need to stay together. What does that look like? It's multidimensional, it's multi-layered, and it's not one size fits all. So we have to adapt. And that's what it's going to look like. That's the flexibility in this that's going to change things so for the future. So.
Do you think the community has in place what it needs to do that right now, or where are you at with, because I know it's not one size fits all and one answer fits all, but do we have the capacity right now?
Well, the key, I think, is that capacity is growing because more and more young people are getting involved, as you saw here. There's more young people getting involved that have a different skill set and a mindset, and they're able to create new opportunities. So, yeah, it's there. It's just a matter of how do we resource it, and that's what the agreement does, gives us the resources to do that. So it's awesome. Yeah.